This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. On the other side of the previous side of the break here, we talked with Victoria from Natural Alternative. Great information. If you didn't hear it, you can go to their website, naturalalternative.com, or you can also give them a call with your questions. Their phone number is 888-546-5941. I love the fact that they want me to give the phone number out. They want to have it out there because they want you to call with questions. They want to get you the right product for the right situation. So it's awesome. A lot of times you're probably going to be talking with Victoria as well. She'll be answering those questions for you. So, you know, it's something pretty cool. Not a lot of companies do that. A lot of companies try to hide through websites, etc. You know, caller list, you can't get to somebody. This one loves it. So Natural Alternative is definitely a company to really be talking about. Now, I believe we have some calls on the line. Was that correct, Nathan?
Yes, sir. We got Gene in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have two questions, actually.
Sure.
What is the next step for a lawn for the fall?
So are you looking, like, to fertilize? Are you looking to reseed?
Yes.
Okay.
To fertilize.
All right. So they will have, like, a fall product out there. Natural Alternatives has a great one. It's their fall application. But it's not your last application when it comes to fertilizing the lawn. You're going to want another one to happen. So about this time, maybe in about a week or to 10 days, it's your fourth step. You've always known to do, you know, your four steps. Well, it's very important to do, in my opinion, five. So, because the lawn's still growing for the next 8-12 weeks. And so, you want to feed it while it's active. And by feeding it later in the season, you're getting next season, next spring started early by allowing it to keep those roots developing over winter for spring. So you'd be looking at the fall fertilizer at this point, anywhere between now and the next few weeks. Okay, and then you said you had a second question for us? All right, I'm not sure if Gene dropped off there, or maybe I just couldn't hear. All right, well, maybe we can get back to her when she's ready. Nathan, I know we have a couple calls on there, so I want to keep on going if we could.
Yep, Hank is in Lowell.
Hank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, my daughter has a cactus, Christmas cactus.
Sure.
I can't pronounce the name, so I'll spell it out for you. S-C-H-U-L-M-B-E-I-G-E-R-A. Bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that?
I have. I can't pronounce it. I'll butcher it as well, so.
I've had cactus of my own and had good luck with them. They're round leaves. These are more cut.
Yep.
Feathered out leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fussy. About 2 years ago, a whole big wing of it just fell off.
Yep.
So I stuck it and regrew it, and so we have two separate plants growing in the same pot.
Yep.
Now, just recently, the same piece, another piece broke off, and then the whole thing broke off right at the base of the where the dirt is.
Okay.
It bloomed like crazy all winter long, from Christmas almost to June.
Yep.
It has a beautiful flower to it, but I'm wondering what's going on with the... It's fully green, and it just fell off, drops off.
Now, is it almost like rotten on the bottom? Did it fall like that, or...?
Yeah, at first it didn't. The wing fell off of it, but
yep.
The rest of the spot now is hard at the bottom. It's like dead.
Okay.
A dead leaf coming out.
So the leaves on there, are they savable, or can you do some more cuttings with those?
Well, I already got some cuttings started.
Yep.
In a glass of water to get them.
Perfect.
So if they get them to go, should I put them back in the same pot? It's a same pot.
So I'd use a new pot on some of these. Sometimes what happens with overcrowding in a pot, it can actually do something along these lines to, you know, kind of create like root rot or there's just too much going on there. The other thing is when you're watering, does the water sit in like a saucer underneath it?
Yes.
All right.
And
so sometimes
make sure that's not sitting in what and they don't like what feet, I know.
Exactly. So I want to make sure that, you know, was they're definitely one that. If you can prevent water sitting, it's so much better for them because they tend to have like a root rot. And that's what one of the first things that popped in my mind was I'd take a look at the branching that's left and kind of scratch the bark that's there because it almost looks like bark there even though it's still branching. Scratch it, see if there's green underneath there. If there's green underneath there, then it's definitely worth saving. And it's still, it's dying back a little bit, but any new ones I'd be putting in other pots, to try and separate them at that point. The other thing, you know, it blooms the whole time. Did you, fertilize it all or do anything to the plant?
I water it. I use the liquid fertilizer that's good for 30 days.
Okay, perfect.
Like when my other plants are in, I have three more of my own.
Yep.
Since I moved in with my daughter. I put them out in the summer. This plant, I had one of these before, and I put it out, and it died. So I told my daughter, don't put this outside.
Yeah, but I mean, you can actually put them outside. That's one of the things that's interesting. They will do well outside during the summer.
This particular cactus will.
Yep. So it's basically a Christmas cactus is what you're looking at.
Right.
And you know, it can go outside during the summer. I'm just wondering if there were any insects on there. If there was like a mealybug or a scale insect. Sometimes like a mealybug will do that to the plants. So I'd be looking at the branches, see if there's any little guys on there in the soil, seeing if there's any insects. If there are, like I said, mealybugs is one of the ones that will go on them the most, or a scale.
Yeah, I don't notice anything on there at all.
Well, I would definitely take a look and see. They might just be in the soil, taking a, you know, hiding from what we're looking at, or right below everything. But it's an easy spray. It's a horticultural soap that you can use. So it's very organic. It's a mix of soap and water just done the right way to be spraying on the plant just to get rid of any of those type insects. Right. The other thing
I would bring when I bring the others in, I spray them every year, let them sit in the
porch
and in the cellar, garage, and then in the house.
Yep, that's exactly what you're looking to do.
I water the other ones like every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks when they go dry.
That's perfect as well. They kind of say, once every couple weeks during the, 2-3 weeks, that's the best time to be watering them and taking care of them. That's about the same time you would feed them every 3-4 weeks.
Right.
You're doing everything right when it comes to that. I think maybe it's just either some sort of root rot or maybe there's something doing that, and that's why I would just take a look at it. And spraying a horticultural oil is not going to hurt any of the plant, but anything that's on there would do well. You could also, if it's something soil-borne, you could use the houseplant systemic. It's an insecticide. It comes in a little granule. You mix into the soil, water it in, and it'll help with some of those type insects as well.
Okay. All right.
Well, hopefully that helps, good. Hank, and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, more of your questions, do everything we can to help you out. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have some calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
We were able to reconnect with Jean from Osterville, so she's here first.
Awesome, Jean. Welcome back. And did you happen to hear the first answer there?
Yes, I did, but my question was, what is a fertilizer? What's the name of the fertilizer that you suggested for fall?
Okay.
You suggested two. One, yep. One about now and one late fall.
Okay, so right now, one of the better ones is Natural Alternative. Theirs is their lawn fertilizer. It's just application four. They call it A4 for fall.
Okay.
And then their next their next fertilizer is A5 for winter. Okay.
And the other question I had was my hydrangeas. I have one that didn't bloom at all but got very green and bigger, and another one that had one bloom on it. The others did fine, and they're all about in the same place except for the one that did not bloom at all, and that gets very little sun. So I'm thinking moving that one.
Well, I would definitely look into that. Are they blue hydrangeas?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So blue hydrangeas will do well in some shade just because it's easier to cool them down a bit. They don't have to be as watered as much once they're established, but the sun does help them push the blossoms. The other thing is if any of them got pruned early in the season, that could affect their blossoms for the season. It seems like every other one works fine, so that's probably not the case. Maybe there was some dieback, from the winter that we just didn't see. That could be part of it and one of the reasons why it wasn't being productive. The other thing is on some of these, when the heat gets so intense, and we've had a ton of heat this year, some plants will take it differently. Even the same varieties that are near each other, some will just be stressed out a little bit more than the other ones and not produce the flowers. It will just produce the leaves and just keep going with that. I'd recommend the one that's in more shade, moving that, like you had said. Move it into an area where it's going to get at least 5, maybe 6 hours of sun during the day. 4 to 6 hours of sun would be great and ideal. I'd be waiting, if I could, until maybe end of September, beginning of October to move it when the plant is a little bit more, it's focusing more on its root system. It's not focusing on pushing blossoms, etc. Okay. I'd be waiting a bit of time. When you replant it, use Biotone Starter. It's a great fertilizer to help with transplant shock. Okay.
Anything I could feed it now?
So you could feed it with like a liquid fertilizer at this point, maybe like a Neptune's Harvest or even like a Miracle-Gro. I wouldn't be putting any granular at this point, especially if you're going to move it in the next few weeks, because we're not trying to push growth. We're trying to get it to that stage later in the season where it's going to calm down a little bit and go more closer to its dormancy state, so it's easier for you to transplant.
I've been using Bloom Booster on the annual. Is that okay to use on the hydrangea as well?
That's okay to use. That pushes, once you're starting to see some buds form and the flowers form, that's when you want to use a Bloom Booster, something with like a heavy phosphorus, which is that middle number. The liquid form of it will help push more blossoms than if you used a granular phosphorus at that point. The granular is a slower release, whereas the liquid is instant. So when you're starting to see blossoms on any of your hydrangeas, the Bloom Booster will actually help push more flowers for you going forward.
So therefore, this is not the time to be using Bloom Booster on it?
If it has some blossoms right now, you can still push it on there. It's going to be about 4 to 6 weeks before we try to transplant anything. I'd go liquid versus anything granular, because granular is a long term, a slower release, whereas the liquid is quick. It's in the soil for about 2-3 weeks, and then it's out. So you can try to push it and enjoy what you have now. And then when you go to transplant it, end of September, beginning of October, that's when you would want to use like the Biotone Starter to help with the transplant shock.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. You're so helpful.
All right, Jean. Well, you have a great one and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a rare Saturday session, the U.S. House voted to provide $25 billion in funding for the U.S. Postal Service. After Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made cost-cutting changes that Democrats say are designed to affect the presidential election. Yesterday, 26 Republicans broke ranks and joined all Democrats in passing the bill, while other Republicans, like Indiana Congressman Greg Pence, say it's the other way around.
Because in reality, House Democrats are the ones trying to scare the American people, blame President Trump, and yes, undermine the 2020 election results.
The Senate says it won't take up the bill. Texas to Alabama on alert for two tropical storms, Marco, which could hit the Gulf Coast on Tuesday, and Laura on Wednesday, perhaps as hurricanes. This is USA Radio News. It's been 6 years since lead-contaminated water flowed from Flint, Michigan taps, causing rashes, illnesses, lead poisoning, and perhaps worse. Now State Attorney General Dana Nessel says $600 million will be distributed to over 33,000 Flint water crisis victims under terms of a settlement announced last week.
Justice is coming for those who have waited a very long time for it, and that anyone who is criminally accountable will be held responsible.
Officials say 30 people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally now have coronavirus. Portland, Oregon police say about 100 far-right activists staging a Back the Blue rally in front of the Justice Center fought in the streets with hundreds of Black Lives Matter and Antifa counter-protesters for about 2 hours yesterday. However, few, if any, arrests were made. Police concede they remained at a distance because those involved in the brawls appeared to be willing participants, and there was no threat to the general public. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bub, our phone number here, 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. And I know we have another caller on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Matt is in Rochester, Massachusetts.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
I have good, thanks. Love the show.
Thank you.
Love listening to your dad. You guys are great.
Thanks.
I have apple trees, and they have spots on them, yellow spots with a brown dot in the middle, basically. And I looked into this a little bit, and I found out it's because I have cedar trees in my yard, and they have these, when it rains, they get these orange, like, jelly things on them. And I guess that's where a fungus comes from that gets on the apple tree.
Yep.
And so I had a couple questions about it. One, like, what's the best way to deal with that? And two, do I have to deal with it? I mean, is it going to kill the apple tree, or is it going to make it not have apples?
Long term, it will end up being bad for the plants. You're seeing the what's called cedar apple rust on your plants. You're starting to see the leaves have issues. The leaves are being basically disease ridden all over the plant. And there's a couple ways to get rid of it. There's fungicides that you can use. But what you need to do is this is kind of like a almost like a full-time job with this. What you're going to do is at the end of the season, you're going to take any of the leaves that are left in the apple trees that fall on the ground and dispose of them. Get rid of them. I don't want you to like burn them. I don't want you to put them in a compost pile. I just want you to get rid of them because they are. They are just going to keep the spores going into the soil and working onto the next cycle. So this is a cycle that works with two plants. It's a cedar, a juniper, and the apple trees. It also happens on, like, crab apples as well. Okay? As you stated, it forms this orange, basically alien-looking thing on the juniper or any type cedar that kind of, like, explodes. It almost looks like an octopus.
It's really weird-looking.
Right, that's part of the disease as well. So that right there is considered a gall. With that gall, it needs to be removed from the infected junipers and gotten rid of. That needs to be disposed of as well. Don't use it in a compost pile. Don't burn it. Just get rid of it completely. Okay?
Okay.
Once that has started to happen, you can spray. Once you get rid of those, you can spray with a fungicide, like a copper fungicide. You can use an orchard citrus and orchard spray. You could also use Fungonil, which would be the synthetic version, versus using any of the organics.
Fungonil?
Fungonil or Infuse from Bonide. Okay. This is the time when you would be spraying the juniper. And be spraying the plants. So the best one is usually like a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is a nice, easy organic spray to be spraying all over the plant. So that gall should be forming right now on the junipers. You might have already started to see it that are in the area. Get rid of them and then spray with that copper fungicide. Probably between three or four times between now and the end of October. Every few weeks, okay? It's a lot of work. It's one that you'll get premature leaf drop where it will just drop a ton of leaves early. You're gonna, it's not the best thing for your plants. It can end up killing it long term. Just the shock alone will hurt, the apple tree. It's also going to hurt the juniper that you have, or if it's on a cedar, whichever it is. It's not an easy one to get rid of. It takes some time. The other thing, if you're pruning out the gall on the juniper, make sure you clean your pruners afterwards. Okay. Clean them with like an alcohol solution, but a very minimal alcohol solution, just to disinfect your pruners. But one of the things long term, it can ruin the apple crop. Long term, if it's not controlled, if it goes on for a number of years on the plant, that's why it's something you need to take care of. But this is the time when you need to be doing it, getting rid of the galls, taking a look at the plants. But, the apple, at this point, the leaves will start to fall off. And when that, the biggest thing with those is just getting rid of the leaves. Kind of let them sit there. The disease is heading into the juniper at this point. It does like a full circle of how it forms. It'll go from the cedar plant to the apple, to the ground, to the cedar, to the ground, to the apple, etc. It's like a circle. So I just, it's something, it's not easy, to get rid of. It takes a little bit of time to do it. Okay. And it's a couple year cycle that happens. It's not just, one year and done. It's going to happen for a number of years.
Yeah. It's been going on for a while. So, and some of these things are like 30 and 40 feet up in the tree. So I don't know how to get them off.
So you might not be able to get them, but they're going to still come back. And so basically what happens the first year of the disease cycle that you're seeing is on the apple, the leaves, and then onto the fruit will have some lesions as well. At the end of the season, those spores will blow over to the juniper. Then you'll start to see the galls form. in that second spring season, you'll start to see they'll look like that little alien popping out of there. With like little, it blooms, to be honest with you. And then once those spores are done, it circles back and it goes to the host again. And then it just continues that cycle for 2 year cycles. So might not be easy to get all of them, but if you can get the majority of them, it's at least cut back a little bit on there. And okay. spraying the juniper, you know, with a copper fungicide, even the, you know, the Infuse, which was the synthetic version from Bonide, they have a hose end version, so you might be able to spray the majority of the tree to get some of this on there, but this would be the time to be spraying it if you could.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Is there any concern about the eating the apples when you're spraying it with all this stuff?
Well, so, you know, that's why a lot of people will use the organic versions. When you use Infuse, it is synthetic. It should say right on the bottle how close to harvest you can spray it. I'll take a look online while we're talking here. But it's, you know, I think copper fungicide this year, they came out with a hose end, so maybe that's a good one to be looking at.
What brand?
It's Bonide, the copper fungicide.
Okay.
I'll look, I'm looking at the same time as we're talking on their website to see, you know, how pre-harvest intervals. Because like an Infuse here on their label will tell you how far before.
I can look all that up.
Okay, but it's definitely you know, the organic way is the way to go, especially when it involves fruit. So that's why that copper fungicide is such a good one to be using.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Looks like I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nothing like a second full-time job.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. About 15 minutes left in the show, so we can discuss this, whatever we can discuss in that time frame. But yeah, the cedar apple rust is... it's not a fun one to deal with. Not an easy one. Takes multiple sprays. Takes multiple years to really take care of it. And this, that gall, you'll probably see it. You'd see it bloom in the spring, but the gall right now, it almost kind of looks like, a praying mantis, casing. If you've seen a praying mantis casing, it kind of looks like that. It's that brown, round figure. But it's going to be a little bit more distorted at this point. It's not going to be cylindrical. It's going to be a little bit odd shaped. And then in the spring, you'll definitely know you have it when it has the orange bloom from it. It looks like it's growing like fingers coming out of the gall. It's one of those things where you see it and you go, yep, I know exactly what that is. That's cedar apple rust. And it's one that you always kind of remember. But it's a two-season cycle from apples, crab apples. It also does hawthorns and to junipers and the cedars back and forth. Just 2 years, year after year, just popping right through. So not an easy one to deal with. But definitely, you know, you can take care of it. Preventable, yes. You know, don't have the junipers in the same area as your apple tree or your cedar or your crab apples. At least get them a good enough spacing away, hundreds of feet at least, maybe more. But the wind blow is what's gonna move everything, especially when they blossom like that. You know, once they get that orangey blossom, the spores will flow onto the apple trees. So, you know, preventing it, yes, you could do that with some sprays. Talked about the copper fungicide, the Infuse, spraying early in the season as a preventative. So that's one way to do it. But the cedar apple rust is just one that is just hard to deal with. And when it gets there, it takes a number of applications and time to be doing this. So definitely, when you see it, you'll know it. If you have any questions or you want to listen back to some of the information that we gave out today, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen to an old podcast from us, some information there. You could also email us. There's a spot on there to email us. We'll do everything we can to get back to you. Try to read them online, on air would be the easiest way to do some of these. Definitely you can go to our website at paulparent.com, get some great information there. Definitely worth checking out. We're definitely getting into fall. Today's not going to feel it. Tomorrow's not going to feel it. But going forward, you're going to start thinking fall. So we definitely need to be start thinking of that next season, what we're going to be doing next year. So definitely get out there this week and start thinking spring. I know we have two seasons to go, but start thinking spring, because what you do now can help you for next spring to be successful. And if we're stuck at home, you want it to look good. Give us a call with questions. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drink water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, the past couple weeks we've had some questions in regards to tomatoes not, you know, ripening, not getting that red color. And each time I think about it afterwards and I'm like, God, there's something else you can do. What is it? What is it? What is it? And then I remembered that there is a green tomato raspberry jam that my dad used to talk about all the time. That was one of our most requested family recipes. Aunt Ruth was the one who had done this one and used it all the time for a jam. It's basically, you're looking for those green tomatoes, okay? You're mixing it with sugar and raspberry Jell-O. That's all you're doing. Mixing it all together, pouring them into jars. Now, I was thinking about it because earlier Bob from South Portland had talked about how his tomatoes are not ripening up. Well, this would be a great one to do. You know, you need 3 cups of green tomatoes, finely chopped, 2 cups of sugar, and 1 6-ounce package of that raspberry Jell-O. You mix all the ingredients, boil for 20 minutes, and pour into jelly jars. I'll read this description a little bit here. So the recipe was by Aunt Ruth, and what you do is 1 jar is the easiest way. That usually does about like 1 full jar. The easiest way to sterilize bottles, canning jars, and lids is to put them through the dishwasher. Another method is to first wash them in hot, sudsy water, rinse them well, and then boil them in water for 5 minutes. Remove them with sterilized tongs. You drain the container, make sure they are dry before filling, because any moisture may cause mold to form. And it's key here, do not let anything that is not sterile, such as a towel, unboiled tools, or your fingers, touch the inside of the jars. Jars that are sealed with paraffin wax should be both dry and hot when they are filled. And it's definitely a quick recipe to do, but it is something that if you have a lot of tomatoes later on in the season, at the end of the season, that didn't fully ripen and you don't want to lose them, bring them in. Use them. So this is a pretty good one to be thinking of. There are a ton of different recipes that we have come up that we had on the website. One of my favorites is the pickles. The pickles, the bread and butter pickles that we used to make. You know, there's another one that Aunt Ruth's chocolate pie. I wish I could have some of that chocolate pie now, but the sugar is just way too much in it. Incredible. I know my mom loved it. My dad loved it. My mom loves it when we have it. But there's some other things. There's another green tomato relish out there that you could be using at the end of the season. So if for some reason we have tons of tomatoes that are green at the end of the year, you can actually mix them together. You combine them with sugar and vinegar, those types of things, till they turn brown. It makes about 4 quarts. But this is just some of the things you can do extra with your tomatoes at the end. You actually add some green peppers and red peppers and some onion to it to make it into that relish. Obviously, the vinegar and the sugar mixed all together will actually get that flavor to it, right? But for those of you who are going to have extra tomatoes that didn't ripen, this is the way to do it. So definitely a couple different ideas to be using going forward. There's even another one that they have on there, the Josephine Coffee's Pick-a-Lily. It's kind of like a nice mix. You're having green tomatoes as well, onions, some spices, green peppers, some great uses for the vegetables that we have this year in our gardens. We did that victory garden this year, and you have tons of them. Why not try something different and spend some time doing this on a weekend or a night and enjoy it? Because it's not just the red tomatoes, those orangey red tomatoes that we're looking at. You can use the green tomatoes for some good, too. So we're definitely, we're about a minute left in the show, so we're going to wrap it up here. I appreciate all the phone calls today. Everybody joining us, a lot of great information. Definitely check out our website at paulparent.com for some of these recipes, some more information, how to listen to us. You can listen to us live or a podcast. And then you could also visit Natural Alternative, their website, naturalalternative.com, to get some great information about what we talked about today and what you can be doing this fall. Or give them a call. Victoria is there to definitely help you out. That'll do it here. So as always, I want you to get out there, you know, maybe in the next couple days once it's cooled down a little bit. Get out there and plant something. Fall is the best time for planting. While you're at it, be good to each other. Let's forget about what's going on elsewhere, but be good to each other. We'll see you next week. Have a good week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.